The Institute for Policy and Opinion Research at Rono College second quarter consumer sentiment and inflation expectations report reveals more than 700 Virginians surveyed statewide are pessimistic, although they continue to spend. Dr. Alice Cassens is an economics professor and senior analyst for the college's institute.
Underlying it all, what's propping it all up are consumers. Even though we're worried, which the soft data like consumer confidence shows, we are still buying. So if you look at the hard data like consumer spending, it was still in the most recent GDP report that came out, even though that was soft, we had to cut back. Consumer spending was up 1.4%.
Or close to the 20-year average for that metric, says Cassens. Another national poll released a few days ago shows consumer sentiment on the uptick for the first time in months, but Cassens says it's apples and oranges.
Our five questions are closely linked to prices. You know, how are your household finances today compared to a year ago? Is now a good time to buy a large durable item? Whereas the Conference Board survey, Consumer Confidence Index, their questions are more closely linked to the labor market. The labor market's incredibly strong right now.
Cassens warns that continued flagging consumer sentiment, perhaps fueled by more uncertainty over whether tariffs might land, can lead to reduced spending and a shrinking economy. Gene Morano, WFIR News.